This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. The president toured parts of Kenosha that were damaged during the civil unrest that followed Blake's shooting. Speaking with law enforcement officials, he said, quote, "You have to be decisive and you have to be tough. And you have to be strong, and you have to be willing to bring people in." Later in a roundtable meeting with law enforcement officials, Mr. Trump said, and this is a quote, "We must give far greater support to our law enforcement." He added that, in his words, violent mobs demolished or damaged at least 25 businesses, burned down public buildings, and threw bricks at police officers. End quote. He said those were not the acts of peaceful protest, but of what he called domestic terror. He also said without evidence that the unrest ended soon after the White House announced he was traveling to Kenosha to visit. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, had urged the president to skip Tuesday's visit to Kenosha. He said Trump's presence would delay the work to overcome the divisions between people. Evers has ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha and accepted additional federal law enforcement assistance to quell the street violence since Blake was shot and left partially paralyzed. Speaking to reporters Tuesday before departing, Mr. Trump said he didn't know if he would speak to a member of Blake's family during the visit. The president declined on Monday to criticize the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, a white teenage vigilante who was accused of fatally shooting 2 people and wounding a third during a street demonstration in Kenosha 2 nights after Blake's shooting. Rittenhouse, who claimed his goal was to protect local businesses, faces 5 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. From Washington, this is VOA News.